Rabbana, Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be asking a question, a very simple question, and it nevertheless is a very profound and important and significant question. It's so simple, in fact, that a lot of times it passes over our mind. And that question is this. We know that in Islam, God is referred to as Allah, which is an Arabic term referenced in the Quran and the Hadith. The question is, what exactly is the meaning of the word Allah, right? We worship Allah, we pray, we fast, we read the Quran, we pray, we make dua to Allah, right? And we call on Him and ask for help, but we never really comes to mind and we never really ask, what exactly is the meaning of this word? And this is important and significant because unless we don't understand who we are addressing in our prayers, in our acts of worship, in our ibadat, then the significance and value of these acts of worship and ibadat will obviously not be equal to the time when we perform them and we execute them with the knowledge of the person and the being that we are addressing. This is the question we want to address today. Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the very hadith and Quranic verses which have kind of tackled this question and have and answered it. For example, we have a hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali, in which he has elucidated and clarified the meaning of the word Allah. Imam Ali says that Allah means the being who is the worshipped one, right? So in this term Allah, right, there is a dimension of being worshipped, al-ma'bud. Al-Ma'bud. Ma'bud means somebody who is the object of worship. Right? So this is one aspect which is contained in this word. Then in continuation, the Imam says, by whom people are bewildered. Alladhi ya'lahu fihi al-khalq. Meaning the people, this word is derived from the root word. The root word which signifies being bewildered, right? So Allah is taken from this root word in which signifies being bewildered in something, and therefore the word Allah refers to a being in whom people become bewildered, amazed at, not in the sense that they don't understand who He is or what He is or that He exists or something like that, but the fact that They're amazed and at awe at his perfections and his infinitude and his limitlessness. Then the Imam says, and to whom they are submissive. Right? So this is a third kind of dimension, which is contained in the totality of the meaning of this term, that people are submissive to Him, whether they want to be submissive to Him or not, right? So this is a submissiveness which is not at the level of free will. We're talking about a submissiveness which is involuntary. God is a being to whom all things are willingly or unwillingly submissive. For example, we have a verse in the Holy Quran which kind of refers to this. God Almighty says that we asked the mountains and the earth and the skies. We said, come to us willingly or unwillingly, right? And they said that we come to you unwillingly. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of the word Allah. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.